This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift took to Twitter to reassure fans that she's okay after falling backstage during a show in Houston. She tweeted, quote, "I'm totally fine, and it was my fault completely. I tripped on my dress hem and fell in the dark backstage while running to a quick change. I braced my fall with my palm and cut my hand," unquote. Yeah, I can't wait for her new song, Clumsy. Kim Kardashian's Skims brand launched its biggest expansion of shapewear designs since its start in 2019. The promo campaign features four hot new recording artists: Ice Spice, Pink Pantheress, Nessa Barrett, and Ray. Kardashian said she was excited to launch this next generation of Skims shapewear and undoubtedly will get more Botox. Ed Sheeran could be on the hook for millions as the family of Marvin Gaye's songwriting partner accuse him of stealing from the 1973 classic Let's Get It On. The heirs of Ed Townsend claimed that Sheeran copied parts of the R&B hit in his song Thinking Out Loud. The lawsuit has taken 6 years to go to trial. Well, I'm thinking out loud that this is a cash grab. Manboy Pete Davidson could soon learn if he's facing criminal charges more than 7 weeks after he crashed his car into a Beverly Hills home. The cops only recently wrapped the investigation into Davidson's late-night March 4th crash with actress-girlfriend Chase Swee Wonders in the passenger seat. Davidson was evidently driving at a high speed and low sensibility. A crazed Travis Barker fan has been arrested for trespassing after ramming her car through his LA neighborhood security gate. The female suspect allegedly made at least four attempts to gain access to meet the Blink-182 drummer. She told police she had been invited by Barker, but it was someone posing as him on social media. She's now considered an enema of the state.
Dead or alive?
Actress Phoebe Cates, the heartthrob from 80s films Gremlins and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, was on a roll career-wise when she met Kevin Kline during an audition for The Big Chill. They married in 1989 and she retired from Hollywood. Dead or alive? Alive. She's still married to Kline. Guess I have no chance. Future editions of Matthew Perry's book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing will not include his dig at Keanu Reeves. The Friends star, 53, said that his stupid comment about Reeves will be removed from the memoir. Perry said, quote, "It was a mean thing to do. If I run into the guy, I'll apologize. It was just stupid," unquote. Maybe they'll end up friends. Flo Rida didn't show up for a New York family court appearance because he thought that he could just zoom in for the trial, but the judge was not happy about it. The Good Feeling rapper was supposed to appear in person to defend himself against missing $400,000 in childcare payments for his 6-year-old son Zohar, who he has never even met. Nothing about this gave anyone a good feeling. Ray Donovan star Liev Schreiber, 55, is expecting baby number 3, his first child with girlfriend Taylor Neeson, 31. Previously, Schreiber had 2 kids with ex-wife Naomi Watts, and they have been co-parenting since 2016 when they split after 11 years. Schreiber started dating Neeson a year later. Time for him to get fixed.
Idiot of the Week!
Meghan Trainor apologized for being insensitive after saying "f*** teachers" during a heated discussion on her podcast. She said, quote, "I was fired up because we were talking about how sending your kid to school here in America is so horrific. What all of us have to go through, especially teachers, is not normal and not okay," unquote. So why did you say that? Idiot! Morgan Wallen took a hard fall on stage during his Louisville gig. Oh yeah, the country star, who is currently out on his One Thing at a Time tour, fell while performing his song Heartless. The fall was due to thick fog covering the bottom of the stage, making it hard for the singer to see where he was stepping. Oh, and he did not make a racist comment while falling. Once again, that 70s show actor Danny Masterson sat in an LA courtroom as prosecutors tried to make the case that he's a serial rapist whose accusers' voices were silenced by the powerful Church of Scientology. Masterson is charged with multiple counts of sexually assaulting three women at his Hollywood Hills home. Hey, Masterson, it's not the 70s. U2 will kick off its Las Vegas Achtung Baby Live at Sphere residency on September 29th. Sphere has been under construction for the past 5 years, with the cost topping $2 billion. Ticket prices start at $140 and go up to $550 before scalpers. Maybe I could sell some gold fillings. Race car driver Fernando Alonso responded to rumors that he's secretly dating Taylor Swift by posting a 5-second TikTok video. In the clip, he scrolls on his phone before looking at the camera and winking. He captioned the post, "Race Week Era," alluding to her ongoing Eras tour while playing her hit song Karma. Yeah, but shouldn't he have played Lover?
The Trash Bin.
Southwest Airlines claims Savannah Chrisley told a different story about what happened when she was kicked off a flight for being an unruly passenger. They said the Chrisley Knows Best alum repeatedly insulted several employees, was thrown off the plane, and booked on another flight later in the day. Chrisley has been howling on social media. Shut your pie hole.
The news wrap-up.
Google's 80-acre San Jose mega campus is on hold as the company deals with a slowdown. ChatGPT users can now turn off their chat history. An unmanned Japanese moon landing crashed in the final 30 feet of its descent. Amazon delivery drivers in Southern California have joined the Teamsters Union. The Teamsters must have made them
an offer they couldn't refuse.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's the Super Mario Brothers movie for the fourth week.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time, for the eighth week.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Simply Lies by David Baldacci is the best-selling fiction book.
Miley Cyrus is riding high with Endless Summer Vacation, her most successful album in her singing career. Her song Flowers has been the number one single in the U.S. for the past couple of months and has topped the top 40 adult contemporary and adult pop airplay charts. The second single, River, has also been a fixture on radio since its release in March. She recently surprised fans when she attended the Daily Front Row's Fashion Los Angeles Awards. Her blonde hair was gone, and she looked a lot like she did when she played Hannah Montana on Disney TV. She just dropped the third single from the album, which we love. Here's Miley Cyrus with the song of the week, Jaded.
I don't wanna go and talk too long. I know it was wrong, but never said I was sorry.
That was Miley Cyrus with the song of the week, Jaded. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.